EAA, and FAA meet for a recreational summit. Meet the new Eastern Airlines, and Lockheed Martin wins an FAA contract extension. This is Aero News for Thursday, January 30th, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. 2 days of intense focus on major issues within recreational aviation kicked off this week as EAA leadership and senior FAA officials gathered at the EAA's Aviation Center for the annual Recreational Aviation Summit. Now in its 10th year, the annual Winter Summit in Oshkosh is the only specific meeting where FAA senior officials travel to an aviation organization's headquarters for discussions. More than a dozen senior FAA officials were in Oshkosh for 2 days, representing areas from aircraft certification to safety. Agenda items for the two-day working session included aeromedical certification, accident prevention, Part 23 certification, and AVGAS, as well as issues specific to the home-built, vintage, warbird, aerobatic, and ultralight communities. Eastern Airlines Group Incorporated has filed an application with the United States Department of Transportation for a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity. Eastern plans on commencing Part 21 certification with the FAA shortly and has retained legal counsel and consultants for that purpose. Eastern Airlines Group, Inc. was formed to relaunch Eastern Airlines as a passenger airline using the Airbus A320 aircraft from its main base of operations at Miami International Airport. Eastern's headquarters is located in Building 5A at MIA. Eastern Airlines Group Incorporated is not affiliated with the former Eastern Airlines, which operated from 1928 to 1991 as one of the largest U.S. domestic air carriers. The FAA has extended work supporting foundational elements of the National Airspace System performed by Lockheed Martin through October 2017. The corporation was awarded a $440 million extension to the NAS Integration Support Contract, which it has held for the past 4 years. Lockheed Martin's air traffic and airport management technologies facilitate thousands of journeys daily. More than 60% of the world's air traffic is controlled by Lockheed Martin's air traffic management software. Approximately 700 million passengers and 3 million aircraft movements depend on Lockheed Martin's airport management software annually. Eurocopter finished its 20-year history of rotorcraft leadership with increased deliveries of 497 helicopters in 2013. Renamed Airbus Helicopters, the company opened 2014 with the certification of its new EC-175 and the implementation of an ambitious customer-driven transformation plan. Airbus Helicopters' highlights for the coming 12 months includes the delivery startup of its new EC-175, which successfully completed the certification process just this week, to be followed by the type certificate's issuance within the next several days. The EC-175 marks Airbus Helicopters' first application for its state-of-the-art Helionics avionics, which enhances safety and operability. Also to be certified in 2014 is Airbus Helicopters' new EC-145T2, while increased production rates will be implemented for the military's NH-90, Tiger, and EC-725 helicopters during the course of the year. Southwest Airlines has delivered a trio of Caribbean beach destinations just in time for summer travel planning. The largest carrier of domestic passengers in the U.S. began selling seats on the first-ever scheduled international flights flown by Southwest. Beginning July 1, 2014, Southwest Airlines will operate daily nonstop flights between Atlanta and Aruba and Montego Bay, Baltimore-Washington and Aruba, Nassau, and twice daily to Montego Bay, and Orlando and, on Saturdays only, Aruba and Montego Bay. In this first phase of the company's international conversion plan, wholly owned subsidiary AirTran Airways will continue service between Atlanta and Nassau, between Chicago Midway and Montego Bay, as well as flights to and from Cancun, Los Cabos, and Mexico City, Mexico, and Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. By the end of 2014, the carrier plans to complete the launch of Southwest Airlines service to the remaining 4 international destinations on the company's network route map of 96 destinations in 6 countries. Both carriers' full flight schedules are now open for booking through August 8, 2014. When Aero News continues, remembering Challenger 28 years on. You are talking live to an astronaut, and ANN's Airborne swings for a triple play.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States, but you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders.
Cub Crafters is unique in that we can design, prototype, and certify, and put into production an aircraft. There aren't very many companies in the world that can make that claim.
For more information on Cub Crafters aircraft, including the popular Carbon Cub, visit cubcrafters.com.
Aero News continues for Thursday, January 30th. I'm Glenn Moyer. On the 28th anniversary of the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster earlier this week came the release of a new e-book, Challenger, an American Tragedy, the inside story from Launch Control by Hugh Harris. Harris was chief of public information for NASA's Kennedy Space Center at the time. He delivers a gripping insider account of the events around January 28, 1986, when the Space Shuttle Challenger broke apart 73 seconds after launch. A moment that left an indelible mark on the nation's psyche. From his unique vantage point as the voice of NASA, Harris takes us from the preparations for Challenger's launch through to liftoff. Harris, of course, delivered the iconic countdown on that day, to the terrible moment when the O-ring failed, and on to the aftermath and investigation. Harris goes beyond discussing just the technology of the accident, revealing the touching stories of the people that were involved. Challenger, an American Tragedy, not only demonstrates the importance of the shuttle program and NASA, but also the necessity of man's exploration of space. You can buy the book at www.openroadmedia.com. And speaking of NASA, NASA's 2013 astronaut class will participate in an educational event at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Washington today. The 8 astronaut candidates talk with Washington area students and the public about the value of education in space, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or the well-known STEM. During the program, attending students will also have the opportunity to interact live with NASA astronauts Mike Hopkins and Rick Mastracchio, who currently are aboard the International Space Station. The event will take place in the museum's Moving Beyond Earth gallery. Well, beginning on Monday, we've got big news. February 3rd, ANN's video news presentation, Airborne, hosted by Ashley Hale, moves to an expanded schedule of 3 times weekly on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. In addition to the usual top-quality rundown of Aero News stories, each of the 3 weekly episodes will offer a special Aero feature. Each Monday, Airborne will spotlight AVW, the Aero Video of the Week, where Airborne features a noteworthy online aviation or aerospace-related video that deserves your attention. Each Wednesday, a classic Aero TV episode will be featured from the immense Aero TV archives. And every Friday, Barnstorming, a continuation of ANN's irascible editor-in-chief Jim Campbell's popular editorial commentary that will continue. There, of course, is even more to come, but, well, you'll just have to log in to find out and see it all. Remember, it starts Monday, February 3rd, three times weekly, airborne on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.